We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. As always, like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel, and join our LLC. The link to join is in the description below. Let's go ahead and get this thing rolling. This episode brought to you by Unified Healing. While the Kansas City Chiefs continue to outline their roster, as the draft is just 2 weeks away, the team can have up to 90 players on the roster total. Whether that's via free agency, via the draft, or players already on the roster, this has to be set before OTAs begin on May 20th. So competition is likely going to heat up as players fight for a spot on the 53-man roster. Two players who will be in that battle were just signed by the Chiefs yesterday. On Tuesday afternoon, the club announced via Twitter that they're re-signing offensive lineman Mike Caliendo and safety Nazi Johnson. The two exclusive right free agents have been with the team before. According to Jordan Siegler's article on Gridiron Heroics, Caliendo has been with the Chiefs since he signed as an undrafted free agent following the 2022 NFL Draft. He's appeared in 8 games for the Chiefs. The Chiefs drafted Johnson in the 7th round of the 2022 NFL Draft. Johnson did suffer a torn ACL during training camp last July. He made 8 tackles during the 2022 season. Now, these players join a list of many players the Chiefs have retained this season as they gear up for the goal of winning yet another Super Bowl title. Fans reacted positively to the news via Twitter, some saying, "Incoming three-peat," others saying, "Let's go." Another fan adding, "Great job by the Chiefs to keep these two back in KC." Nazi Johnson was arguably the best STs gunner in the NFL and will be on the field playing defense at some point. Caliendo will keep some continuity and depth as he progresses for another season in KC. Let us know how you feel in the comments below about the Chiefs and how they're shaping up the roster as the NFL draft creeps even closer. Here's a quick little recap for those who have gone and those who have chosen to stay. The Chiefs have parted ways with tight end Jody Fortson to the Dolphins, guard Nick Allegretti to the Commanders, linebacker Willie Gay to the Saints, punter Tommy Townsend to the Texans, quarterback L'Jarius Sneed to the Titans, safety Mike Edwards to the Bills, and offensive lineman Darian Kinnard to Philly. Now the Chiefs have added wide receiver Hollywood Brown, tight end Irv Smith Jr., punter Matt Areza, and quarterback Carson Wentz, along with running back Luis Rhys-Zamet. The Chiefs have also retained defensive end Chris Jones, as well as defensive end Mike Dana, defensive back Deion Bush, linebacker Drew Tranquil, running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, long snapper James Winchester, Jack Cochran, Malik Herring, Mike Bunnell, Derek Nnadi, Treshawn Wharton, and now offensive lineman Mike Caliendo and safety Nazi Johnson. Now, right now, there are a few notable unsigned free agents who were with the Chiefs last season. Quarterback Blaine Gabbert, wide receiver Mecole Hardman, wide receiver Richie James, running back Jerick McKinnon, and offensive lineman Donovan Smith. Let us know in the comments if you think the Chiefs should retain any of these players for next season. Well, we all love starting guard Trey Smith, not just for his ability to protect Patrick Mahomes, but apparently others. Smith, who was at the Chiefs parade during the fatal mass shooting, was honored by WWE for his heroic efforts. Smith was a special guest of the WWE on the first night of WrestleMania XL, which took place on Saturday. Smith took time to reflect on protecting a young fan during a very chaotic day, a boy who was in a panic during the shooting. "This little boy was with his father and was a little hysterical. He just panicked. He's scared. He doesn't know what's going on," said Smith during his interview with Good Morning America. I had the WWE belt on me the entire parade, and I was thinking, what can I do to help him out? I handed him the belt like, hey buddy, you're the champion. No one's gonna hurt you. Don't worry. No one's gonna hurt you, man. We got your back. We just started talking about wrestling.
How were you feeling?
Really, really nervous and all riled up. And we just saw people running, like running to their cars, and people were rushing out of there. We saw a million ambulances, and I was just nervous.
I ended up staying in the back of the bus next to little Joey, who I didn't know at the time. I could just tell Joey was a little bit flustered and panicked.
Little did Smith know, Joey was a huge WWE fan. Chatting about his favorite sport calmed down the child and helped him forget what was going on in a moment of chaos. Once WWE caught wind of the story, they knew what they had to do. The duo was invited to join them ringside and appear on WrestleMania. Via Ed Easton Jr. on the Chiefs Wire said that Smith was at ringside on Saturday alongside his biggest fan, Joey Braganzi, and he spoke with Tom Rinaldi about bringing their story to wrestling's biggest event. Hey man, I'm getting goosebumps being here, Smith said. Think about a little kid watching wrestling growing up. It's really special. You know, last time we came to Philadelphia, my rookie year, we had a great day for the Chiefs, so it's really cool being here today, especially with my buddy Joey. Smith smiled at the prospect of becoming a wrestler after football. He didn't have to look far for an example, as recently retired Eagles legend Jason Kelce and teammate Lane Johnson appeared at WrestleMania, interfering in a match later in the show. Smith then took to Twitter afterwards saying thank you to the WWE for providing me and Joey an opportunity to attend WrestleMania and to make forever lasting memories. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe, and access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you might have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Well, by now, we've all seen the clip.
The 49ers played against Taylor Swift, the Rebs, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, then. Former NFL safety Dante Whitner joining Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show, saying the 49ers had an unfair advantage when playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
And when we think about the Super Bowl as well, I think that the 49ers played against the refs as well, guys. I think that when we look at that film and you see bear hugs on those defensive ends, right?
Wow.
And you really see it in blatant moments in the game. The 49ers played against Taylor Swift, the refs, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Dante.
All three.
Dante, you really, I don't think you were going to, that was not ready for that little addition to that. Okay, I'll let you say that. I'm not going to question that.
All right, no need to play any more into the clickbait here. Whitner knows exactly what he's doing. He actually played for San Francisco from 2011 till 2013. He earned 2 Pro Bowl nods as a Niner. Now he works as an analyst for CBS Sports and NBC Sports Bay Area. The thing is, you can't make comments like this and not expect to hear from the champs themselves. And it's fun to see Chiefs players react to the outrageous reach. Chris Jones went onto Twitter and responded in a tweet that has since been deleted. Tend to make excuses for your failures. Shut up. It's a clapback that's perfectly worded. It's short, sweet, to the point. And he probably just deleted it because it's not even worth the drama. Chris, what's up? Also, you let us know what you think about Whitner's comments in the section below. Well, last week we brought you the news surrounding the Jackson County sales tax and the mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson's quick and what he probably thought was a witty response on Twitter. Well, now Kansas City's mayor, Quentin Lucas, is snapping back with a tweet of his own, sharing this on X. I hear the rumors, including even the mayor of Dallas, don't believe the noise. We're committed to retention of our teams with vastly lower expenses. Think needed infrastructure build out, then even an intra-metro move. Both teams will be in KCMO in 2040 and long after. The rumors Lucas is referring to are those surrounding a possible move of the Kansas City Chiefs to Dallas after the Jackson County sales tax was voted down. Johnson quickly tweeted out a picture of Arrowhead Stadium saying, "Welcome home, Dallas Texans." And then he went on record saying he'd love to have the Chiefs in Texas. Well, the Chiefs and Royals lease will end in Kansas City come January of 2031. All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC. That's our loyal listeners club. Get those questions in, and of course, make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Remember, submit your questions over on the LLC by Wednesday for a chance to get mentioned on the show Friday. We love y'all staying involved, and we love y'all being here. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.